Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, then.
KFNC.
Are you ready for this?
Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station.
Let's do this.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You know, we work on a lot of different things. We try to work on different situations that may come up, whether it's a challenge situation or obviously end of the half, end of the game, how we want to handle different things. We want to get a good look at all the players, so we talk about that starting really tonight and tomorrow relative to how much guys will play in the game and be as specific as we can about that to make sure we get a good, fair look at everybody on the roster. So there's a lot to get done here between now and Thursday.
That was Bill O'Brien answering the Raheel question yesterday. I asked him, you know, what do you work on in the preseason games? And probably didn't phrase it right. I was wondering if, you know, is he not happy with any of the way that he did things last year, and can he change them in a preseason game? And I don't know that that would be the case. I think a lot of coaches, like the first pass interference call, Vic Fangio threw a challenge flag. He just wanted to see what it's like. The Bill O'Brien answered the question about it. He said, you know, there's a lot of things that go into it. Is it early in the game? Is it the first series? Is it you want to save it for later in the game? Do you always want to have that in the last couple of minutes of a game? So there are some, you know, they're thinking about it too, is how to go about this whole challenging interference calls, because there could be one late. And if you don't have any challenges left, you're not going to get it. So that there's a lot of things, and he's going to, I think he'll look at, I would, why not try to challenge an interference and see how it goes, see what goes into it. Vic Fangio did right away, and you know, I don't know, it didn't work out for him, but it doesn't matter. It's a preseason game.
Well, I was reading an article that there are already teams who are already creating plays to create stress on pass interference call. I really just think this overreaction to one horrible play is just going to be a big pain in the ass, but whatever. And we'll see what ends up happening. Let's get Derek in here. Derek wants to talk about Texans running back. What's up, Derek? How you doing?
Hey guys. I LOL'd at Bill O'Brien about challenges. with Deontay Foreman being released and everything, do you think that there's a possibility of trading from Melvin Gordon, whether it's a Lamar Miller package or whatever the case might be? But
John McClain said no.
Out there.
Yeah, John McClain said no. And apparently Gordon is the most upset. I saw some props yesterday, some proposition bets that said who is most likely to sit out longer, Melvin Gordon or Zeke Elliott. Zeke Elliott was a relatively big favorite to make it back and play by week one. Melvin Gordon was actually an underdog to even play in week one. So I think this Melvin Gordon situation may last a little while. The question is, Derek, the running back position is already a position that doesn't have tremendous value to a lot of franchises. And are you willing to say, hey, we know you've already played 3 years with another team, let's go ahead and make you one of the highest paid running backs now? I don't see the Texans doing that. I wouldn't do it personally. If he was at a discounted rate, of course I would consider it. But I just don't think they're going to pay him and give up a draft pick for him. And I think the Chargers will be looking for at least at least a second round pick for him. And I don't know. I don't want to give him a second round pick and then have to give him about $10 million a year guaranteed either. That doesn't sound.
Since today is These Are the Odds Tuesday.
Oh.
I'm going to give it like a 0.01% chance of happening.
Well, I agree with your percentage because they won't even try to trade for Trent Williams.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Certainly not going to try for Melvin Gordon.
They need a tackle, and running back isn't as big a priority for them.
No.
It should be a priority, but not like left tackle. But I think John McClain already came out and said, yeah, that's don't look for they're not going after.
Well, what was their plan, their backup plan for Deontay Foreman not being there? I guess now.
Well, I think they were hoping he would go to practice and like show up.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that was the hope.
Hope in one hand, and
I think the hope was he would show up on time to practices.
Yeah,
at the very least,
at the least, like I don't think we're gonna have to worry about him showing up to practices on time, are we?
Well, yeah. Well, but coming off an Achilles and not really knowing what he is anyway.
Well, because come off Achilles 2 years ago, but he's like.
They drafted no one. They put less than nothing into that position. Yet another position that they put nothing into. They did that forever with quarterback. 2 second-round picks for Matt Schaub. A first-rounder for David Carr and 2 second-round picks. And that's it for that position for 16 years. And now you're a Lamar Miller injury away from what? What happens if Lamar Miller gets injured?
Do you think he'll get injured tripping and falling, or will it be from
skating?
You think he'll get injured skating?
Well, it's like he's on ice. He could break a hip if he falls down because he runs like he's on ice.
Now you mentioned multiple positions where they just don't put anything into it, and this is spanning multiple GMs, multiple coaches. What's the explanation for an apparent inability to run a football team the way it should be run over multiple personnel people?
It's the ownership.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It starts at the top, and it's never been more obvious than after you get to the Astros and you realize, holy crap, man, it really is start from the top.
From Drayton to Jim Crane. And we see what Les had done for years, and now Tillman is doing. He's spending more money than Les did. Now we see, and we see all the years under Bob and now Cal, that it just seems like it's a paralyzed organization. Another third round pick, another freaking third round pick.
Mm-hmm. And this is why football character matters.
Basically useless.
This is why it matters when you draft guys. You want to have guys that buy in and that love it. And they can't just love playing on Sundays. You got to have guys that love the game. Because if they don't, they're going to, especially when they get more money and more time on their hands, what are they going to do? Do they care enough that Wednesdays matter to them? Do they care enough that getting to meetings on time matter to them? These are all things that have got to matter, and apparently they missed the mark on football character with Deontay Foreman. You got to admit your failings and move on, and I'm glad the Texans did it. Now, what it's done is it's opened up another potential hole. Not like, and I think you mentioned this, John, it wasn't a lock that Deontay Foreman was going to be ready to be the guy at backup. So they're going to have to find something that's on their roster, or they're going to have to go look on waiver wire to get that done. But first and foremost, I would get, if a guy isn't going to be a character guy, doesn't want to do the things he's supposed to do, you got to get him off the roster. You just can't have that there, and especially a guy who doesn't do anything.
So it's Deontay Foreman, and who was this that did this? Oh, Brian T. Smith did it, but he forgot one. This is the third round picks since Bill O'Brien got here. Lewis Nix, Jalen Strong, Braxton Miller, Deontay Foreman, Sam Montgomery. Nix.
Nix was considered a lazy, lazy guy coming out of Notre Dame. That's a failing on the organization. That includes Bill O'Brien. Sam Montgomery was considered a bad character guy. I mean, you can't take these character shortcuts. Look what happens to these guys. Nix didn't make it out of any. Sam Montgomery never put on pads for a preseason game.
Sam Montgomery was 2013. Was that before O'Brien?
Oh, that would have been, yeah. That's right. Wade Phillips did that. But the organization in general.
Right. Right, right, yeah. right. Oh, and it goes back to the very first draft, Charles Grant. How are you having
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't.
An organization that's just starting up, and you get in your third round pick can't make the team. What? But that's another story. Anyway, that's ancient history. But for whatever reason, third round for the Houston Texans is it's the worst. It's so
Dude,
bad.
I Lewis think you're Nicks really sleeping on the team. Are you are so sleeping on the second round? Tony Hollings, Benny Joppru. Of course, that was an injury factory, but Benny Joppru was right there with couldn't even get on the field because he was constantly injured. Remember that one? Tony Hollings was a supplemental pick that they had. There's been some stinkers in the second round too. I just call it the day two disasters. Now there's been some good ones. Bernardrick McKinney, of course, in 2006, one of the best ones was D'Amico Ryans.
Well, let's not forget about trading second and third round picks for guys.
No, you're not going to do it.
Let's not forget about P-Buck, 47th and 78th.
Second and a third.
That's my guy, by the way, Miami guy. But let's not forget about trading for second and thirds.
I saw Charlie that night at an Astros game. He said, hey, listen, we got that third round pick from the Cowboys, so it doesn't matter. What?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. We got, hey, they gave it to us.
Hey.
We found a $20 bill in our pocket. So
we threw it away.
Yeah. Wait, we found it on the ground.
So we decided to burn it?
Yeah, exactly. So we just throw it. It didn't matter.
That wasn't ours, right?
Oh, wait. Hold on a second. You were able to flip a quarterback who wasn't even playing for a third? Wow, great job. Yeah, see? But then we just used it as a throw-in for a cornerback. Hold on, you just flipped them a third like nothing? Yeah. See? Hey, you're going to find out thirds aren't valuable in this organization. He was right.
Charlie predicting the future. Hey, see? Hey. You're going to see that third round picks don't mean nothing here. Oh, well, I guess he was right.
He was right.
All right, I got to tell you about WorkSuite right now because sometimes when you have a general manager or when you have a general manager by committee, kind of like you have running back by committee, sometimes you have GMs by committee. The thing is, you got to have places to work. You got to have quiet when you're sitting there waiting for that phone call from somebody's agent. Like, hey, we would like to bring this tackle to your house, to your team. You got to, I guess, maybe wait for the calls to come in. And to do that, it helps if you have your own little office. And that's one of the things, obviously, that my friends over at WorkSuites do. They provide you office space, but it's not just office space. They provide an entire office, the entire thing, UPS, FedEx, a great IT department. They can do office furniture for you. You can bring your own in if you'd like. But the main thing is you are getting a great office setting, whether you are looking to scale down. You're a bigger company that's scaling down and you want to start saving money and get out of your big rent that you have somewhere. You say, look, let's just do a 24-month lease at WorkSuites. That's great. They have 4 to 24 months waiting for you at WorkSuites. So whether you're a small company looking to move up, maybe you're just an individual insurance agent, but you need your own space and something professional that some of your customers can come to, or you're just, you know, just you and it's an office of three of you and three of you have desks and you want to find something that is really affordable but gives you all the amenities, that's WorkSuites. And WorkSuites is also great for people on the north side who don't want to drive into downtown Houston and spend all that time in the car. Why don't you go to the Woodlands location and you can avoid all that ridiculous time in transit and you can sit there in your WorkSuites office and live the life of luxury. WorkSuites.com, 5 locations in and around the Houston area. WorkSuites.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I don't know. It's a pretty good battle, Lance. Second rounders versus third rounders.
It's a good scrap.
It is.
I don't want you
scrap to
sleep on a second round magic either.
Well, recently, Zach Cunningham, Nick Martin, and Bernardrick McKinney, they've been okay. And in the meantime, but then you throw in Xavier Suofilo.
Yeah.
Now you got Now you got a little something special.
Got something going, yeah.
Now something's brewing. DJ Swearinger.
I mean, they're putting on jerseys, though, and actually playing.
Yeah. Brooks Reed, second rounder.
Yeah, Brooks.
But you throw in that same draft a Brandon Harris. How'd that work out?
Oh, my God. I forgot about him. Oh, that was to you.
Yeah. Terrible. Ben Tate.
Boy, you got some good defensive backs, Dell. When we get a Miami defensive back, good things happen. Brandon Harris, Philip Buchanan.
Maybe stop drafting small ones.
Maybe stop putting them out in the league.
Yeah. Maybe get some good ones at your school.
Maybe I should get one of the big ones like Mike Jackson, who can't run. Great. Turn him into safety.
Wait a minute. Is he not playing for the Cowboys? Well, how do you know how bad he is? He's only in a training camp for the Cowboys.
I didn't say he's bad. I just said
he's bad.
He's probably not a safety.
Well, chances are.
You're
not changing the spots on that, okay?
What spots are you talking about?
Miami defensive back.
Don't try to blame Miami for your misevaluations, all right? Because plenty of other teams have drafted Miami players and been fine.
Learning how to coach them up.
Who do you think is a bigger problem if you go through the history? Miami's history of producing players or the Texans' history of identifying players? Which one has had a bigger issue? All right, your silence is spoken.
Defensive
Thank you.
Backs?
Thank
I'm
you.
Going with the
Maybe,
on this one.
Yeah, because Ed Reed's not a great player. Sean Taylor weren't great players. Maybe you guys pick good players and maybe you wouldn't have these problems. No one told you to pick small cornerbacks.
All safeties you're talking about.
Mm.
Your corners blow. Okay,
that's a true story.
It's not a true story.
That's a true story. You're known for. Oh, what, Artie Burns? Is that the best you've got over the last 6 years? Artie Burns, now? That's not good.
I know fans of the Texans aren't talking crap about defensive back play. I know that's not an issue. I know this isn't a real discussion.
Wait a minute. Kareem and J. Joe were good for years.
When was the last time, guys, you didn't draft, right? Actually, draft the Kareem.
Yeah.
Jonathan Joseph, you didn't draft, right?
No,
you had to watch.
Oh no! Just identify.
He just got here as fast as he could.
No, you had to watch him play well for another team and then sign him. Right? Is that how it worked?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. All the
Aaron
Texans
Glenn.
Do.
How did Kevin? Yeah, another guy you had
good
to watch play
moves.
For another team.
Marcus Coleman.
Another guy you had to watch play for another team. How did Kevin Johnson do?
Kevin Johnson was awesome.
He was
going to
be really
year.
Good until he got hurt.
Oh, because his little lithe frame couldn't deal with NFL contact.
Oh,
that's true.
Wow. That everyone told you about beforehand.
Listen, there's
Dude's
a lot of good 140
multiple concussions, and you're making fun.
Wow,
life.
Wow,
I said life
Dell.
Frame. That's not making fun.
Wow. That's not woke
those are facts.
At all.
Those are facts.
Wow.
Is Kevin Johnson life and stature?
I call him sinewy. Yeah.
No, sinewy would imply
there's muscle.
Could, yes,
he's lithe. He is lithe in stature. Yes, and he is.
Yes.
So what?
Yes,
there's a lot of good 145 pound cornerbacks in the league.
And speaking of identifying, how's Aaron Colvin working out for you?
Great.
You know, we're gonna find out.
Great.
We don't know yet.
Last year wasn't enough.
Did you see all those pass breakups?
No.
I'm gonna go look.
Yeah,
for
me either.
Yeah, go find them, John.
Go find them at Jacksonville. Hey, have y'all watched Last Chance U season 4?
No.
So you need to watch it. You need to watch it. It is weird because Jason Brown comes off as, in some way, shape, or form, to me, came off as more likable. Maybe because he got humbled. But I'm going to work on getting him on the show later this week. But he ends up getting fired by the end of it. And we already knew that. And the season did not go well at all. But it's worth watching because I actually thought he handled himself better. But you can tell all that stuff they did last year, all of the Last Chance U, you know, the smoke and a cigar, just everything about it. After coaches and other junior college teams saw that, you can tell every game they wanted to whip the piss out of Independence. They wanted to beat the brakes off of them. All the players, like everyone's celebrating because you put a huge, huge bullseye on your back. So you should start watching that one, John. It's pretty interesting again this year, although just he ended up having – he finally came to realization he just had a bunch of turds on his team. He took a bunch of bad dudes, a bunch of turds, and it went sideways on him because none of them – he couldn't right the ship because he had no character on his team. But it's interesting. Jeff Sims is one of the guys who – that's the one who Jason Brown fought. Remember last year when they talked about he used to be at a school and he said he fought the coach and beat him up and then he got fired and all that stuff. Remember that from season 3?
Yeah.
Well, Jeff Sims this year, they take him on, and Jeff Sims is basically starting all of the after the game. Where you at, JB? He, like, yelling at him. That whole, you know, that team ends up beating.
Well, he played him last year.
Independence.
Too.
He played him every year. But he was a big talker, and this guy's considered a good coach. Turns out, and he was just hired by, like, Southwest Missouri State or something like that. He's a head coach somewhere over there. It turns out Lonnie Johnson, I'm looking at...
I wish. Southwest Missouri State.
Oh, he's... Well, he's...
Which is what maybe Missouri State is now.
Maybe SEMO, or I don't know which one he's at. But anyway, Lonnie Johnson played for him at in college. He played at, I guess, at Garden City. And he was talking about Coach Sims. So for those of you who watch Last Chance U, Lonnie Johnson played. That's the junior college he went to, is Garden City Junior College, before he went to Kentucky.
All right, let's catch up. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in on anything right now, though, I got to talk about Jeff Aronoff and Absolute Marble and Granite, and just the best darn marble company you're going to find, Absolute Marble and Granite. And it makes such a difference. I mean, when you look at the countertops and the marble, and you look at the fireplaces, and you look at the patios that he can put down, it makes, I mean, listen, you got to spend some money to make some money. You want your house to look as beautiful as possible, and marble does that, and countertops do that, and so do vanities. They make it look rich. They make it look wonderful. It makes a huge, huge difference in your home or your business. So if you've got a big job, you've got that outdoor patio or outdoor kitchen that you want to put in, Jeff can make it look unbelievable, and it just adds to the value, because it's eventually someday, I mean, you're not thinking about it now, but someday you're going to have to sell this house, and it's got to look as good. And oh, by the way, you want it to be as livable as possible, too. You want it to look as good as it possibly can for you. All you got to do is call them, 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822, 20% off at Absolute Marble and Granite.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I'm in Green Bay. Lance and Dell. All right, and I'm just watching a story here. Dell, I don't know, who are your four playoff teams?
I would go with probably the standards, with Clemson and Alabama first as my first two. I don't think the Big Ten gets a representative, to be honest with you.
I got Michigan in.
I don't see it.
I kind of like about Shea Patterson, the more I studied him this
summer.
They're
going with a dual quarterback.
Well, yeah, I know. They got three quarterbacks they think they can play.
Yeah. Do you know what? When you got three, how many you got? None.
Well,
I think Shea will start.
I don't know that Jim Harbaugh is going to be okay with doing that.
With the spread that the guy they brought from Alabama is trying to implement.
Yeah, who's that coach?
I think it's Gattis is the last name. I don't remember. Josh Gattis. He was part of Alabama staff, wasn't the primary play caller. Everybody's bringing over the spread. Now, their roster's still built for what Jim Harbaugh likes to do, so if it doesn't go well early, he could always revert back.
And but what are they going to do defensively? Are they going to run with people?
That was my thought. Can they? Yeah. Are their corners? That's one of these Lance said playoff team. They still have that bugaboo where Ohio State still has guys that can run away from them. So does Don Brown adjust and stop playing man on third down? Because you can't run with their crossing routes?
No.
He's going to have to figure out a way to run with Ohio State's guys. Maybe they got faster guys in their recruiting class that I don't know about. But until that issue gets fixed, as good as Michigan is, as good as they recruit, there is a notable speed difference on the outside.
Yeah, it's been like that for a while, too. I mean, David Long had a good season last year, and they got – it'll be interesting. They got some pretty good starters coming back. I think offensively they can impose their will a little bit. So
are we just disrespecting Ohio State because Urban's gone?
I think they have a quarterback. I know they love Justin Fields, but he – there's a guy who doesn't have a lot of experience playing quarterback for them now. That certainly hasn't hurt them in the past.
Yeah, had 50 touchdowns last year. Cardale
it doesn't
Jones,
hurt, and most playoff teams have that.
I get that, but I'm not. They normally don't have a guy who transferred from someplace else. It's a guy who's at least they recruited and is in their system for at least some amount of time. Now he's been there
you
since
mean
the
like
spring.
Kyler.
Well,
you
Kyler
mean like Baker.
Well, Kyler
you like Baker and Kyler.
Kyler was in their system. Kyler had to sit for a year. Justin Fields won't sit a year. He's going to play immediately, and I think that will be the bigger issue. Because Kyler, remember, he transferred, sat a year, then was behind Baker for another year, and then played.
I mean, UGA, I just...
I got Georgia in it, first.
Georgia's
in Alabama.
One of the top. Georgia might be... I actually think Georgia might be better than Alabama.
Yeah, so, I do too.
I think
it's going to be Clemson 1,
yeah.
Georgia 2. I ain't ready to put OU in with Jalen.
No. And as a matter of fact, I like Texas odds better than Oklahoma if you're going to play a team out of the Big 12.
Well, that's just because you're trying to make nachos tonight.
And I don't see...
She can get it.
Whether Oklahoma gets there or not, I don't see Texas beating Oklahoma twice in the same year. Maybe they don't have to.
That's what'll be tough. And I think... No one's talking about TCU, and I'm telling you, you will never see Gary Patterson with a down team.
Does he have a quarterback?
And Matt Rule's team is not going to be a joke, and Iowa State is well coached. I mean, Texas Tech, I like the new coach at Texas Tech. Well, I don't know that they have enough firepower, but it's actually going to be a little bit. The Big 12 has actually taken, I think, even though Oklahoma could take a little step back, I mean, they lost 4 starting offensive linemen. They lost the Heisman Trophy winner in back-to-back seasons. At some point, they lost Marquise Brown. At some point, that kind of stuff's going to catch up with you.
I think on the national level, it certainly could. I'm just not sure anyone in the Big 12.
In the Big 12?
Besides Texas. Well, they are the favorite. On their level.
I mean, they're the favorite. Oklahoma's the favorite, but Texas is not that far behind. But
Well, let me ask you this. Is Lincoln Riley at a point
where
he is like a Dabo, obviously without the titles or Saban, where you can always go, Lincoln Riley's there. That team's going to be a top 5 team.
I believe in him now. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I do too.
And they got CeeDee coming back, right?
CeeDee Lamb is back. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I believe in Lincoln Riley, to tell you the truth.
The team that you need to watch for is the potential, and I wouldn't call them a dark horse necessarily, but their odds are like that, is Notre Dame. Notre Dame's not going to have the toughest schedule in the world. You know, we already know what they play, but they're returning some guys too. I think Notre Dame is a team to watch out for. If Sam Ehlinger has a big year, we'll see if they're good enough defensively. And then Oregon has some heat behind them, presumably because they've got Justin Herbert. And the Pac-12 is kind of soft. I mean, that's... If you're going to try to predict these things, if I'm as a handicapper, I'm looking at odds. I'm not trying to – look, I don't know that Oregon's one of the 5 best teams in college football, but that's not a great conference that they're in, and they might be able to make some noise in that conference. Same thing with Washington. I mean,
I take them over Oregon.
Yeah, and they got longer odds than Oregon.
And Jacob Eason will be the starter, so – I think we talked about this before. Maybe at some point they can actually throw the ball downfield now that Jake Browning's not there.
Golly.
So we'll see how that works. I think Notre Dame is a name you mentioned, and as much as I hate to talk about them as a playoff team, I think they've got a shot because we know their formula. They hope that the teams they're playing, their primary opponents that we see every year, whether it be Stanford, USC, Michigan, now that they're playing Michigan again, are a little down. Now, Michigan probably doesn't fit that profile, but I think USC and Stanford do. I won't say they game their schedule, but their schedule fits what they try to do. But we all know the end result. If they make a playoff, what do you think is going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
What happened last year? So what I think they can find a way in. But it happens every time they find themselves in that situation. They play a team with elite talent on the outside, and they can't compete. But I do think Notre Dame can find their way back in, though, if they can beat Michigan on the road.
I'm trying to look for return. So Phil Steele, if you Google it, you can find Phil Steele has returning starters. Offense, defense, quarterback, and as it pertains to some of the teams we're talking about, Clemson has 12. They have 8 returning on offense. How about that? They have 8 returning starters. That's why they're the favorite. They're going to smash people offensively. They have 8 returning starters on offense, only 4 on defense. In the Big 12, actually, Texas has the lowest returning starters of all. 5 on offense, 3 on defense. That's 10 returning, a total of, but they do get bring their quarterback back. West Virginia's next to last, and as you move all the way up, Oklahoma has 12 returning starters, only 4 on offense. But there's Matt Rule with 15 over at Baylor, and then Iowa State has 16 returning starters, and they were not a fun team to play last year. In the Big Ten, you've got Ohio State has 13 returning starters, and Michigan has 13 returning starters. And then independent-wise, Notre Dame has 13. 7 on offense, 6 on defense, and starting quarterback. You always want to look for teams that have Their quarterback back, one, you know, a running back back. Running backs aren't as important, but if you can find a playmaking wide receiver who's got either good, you know, touchdown numbers or receiving yard numbers, and then three offensive linemen, you're usually in pretty good shape because you can find running backs if need be. Running backs can pop out of nowhere. But if you do have a really good one already, like Clemson has a great quarterback, a really good running back, actually two of them, and two wide receivers, there's really no reason to think that they're going to score less than 40 points a game this year.
No, they're going to be awesome. And, all right, 713-780-3776.
How about your crazy coach? Is he going to do anything at LSU's got 16 returning starters, bro. 16.
That's right. And the best, one of the best quarterbacks in the nation.
You just see. Why did you have to ruin good football discussion with that? You could just say LSU's really talented, like they always are. If they get competent quarterback play, they got a shot. Why did you have to say what you said?
I just set him up to get all excited.
No, he's – okay, go look at the Heisman – okay, Heisman hopefuls this year and see.
Hey,
and see.
So he's not on there. Oregon is 17 returning starters. UCLA has 19 of 22 returning starters.
They
were trash. That's why I don't know what to think of that. 19 bad players?
Right.
Great.
Well, I mean, is that good? Or
that old Jim Valvano story. Hey, coach, we were 3-28, but we got everybody back. Oh, good.
God all those guys are back.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about being gritty.
Let's talk about Gritty's ability to get you connected with Grid Prices. And what Grid Prices means to you is that you're going to get the same exact – and I know this sounds – I know it sounds too good to be true. You're going to get the same prices that all those companies that you're buying your electricity from. You're getting what they pay, which is the grid price, and then they mark it up and they add fees to it. With Gritty – and once again, you're going to ask me, how is this possible? You're getting the same rates that they're buying. That's what you're getting. And it costs you just $10 a month. That's the membership fee to get unlimited access to wholesale price for electricity. Use as much as you want. Keep your house ice cold. But you are going to be paying a lower number with Gritty because your actual usage number, that may stay the same from month to month. But when you start applying the prices of Gritty versus what you're getting retail, you're going to find that the prices really drop. I've already had a savings of over $240 over the last 5 months that I've had Gritty. I compared it to last year's numbers, and I've been extremely happy. There's no contract. There's no markups. There's no hidden fees. There's just huge savings. If you text Lance to 797979, Gritty will sign you up for a free month of their membership. Free month. And even if you're not done with your contract, Gritty will start and you'll get that free month when your contract is up. They'll already have you ready and switch. Text Lance to 797979. That's Lance to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. I bet you even Dell is going to watch Zach Greinke tonight.
I can't guarantee that.
Yes, you're
no,
you're
I can't. Watch. I'm not going to guarantee that for you. It might happen, but I'm not. If there's something that I find interesting, I'm not going to guarantee I'm watching Zach Greinke for seven innings or however long he goes.
So Lance has bought six tickets. So whatever he paid for them, he could get probably around $1,200.
Three times the amount, easily.
Three times. He could pocket $1,200 plus what he's going to spend at the game for all of the concessions.
I could probably profit $600.
No, but wait a minute.
Yeah. The stuff, yeah.
You got to count the $1,200 in your pocket versus how much is going. The swing on this thing,
that's
this
huge.
Is about $2,500 or $3,000.
You need to tell my. I need to call my wife and let you need to tell her because this no, is. No. Yeah, this is. She needs to. Because she likes money, and this is something that might. You know, she might look at it a little bit differently.
Oh no! She gave you that look yesterday. That
she gave me a look like you're taking your kids to the game, and I was like, "Yeah, but also, what about money we could make? What about the money we could make off the back of scalping tickets?"
Right.
Well, that's not really great things to teach kids.
You could take them out to a nice, I don't know, hamburger dinner where you could watch the game.
I feel like we could.
Buffalo Wild Wings or Big City Wings. You could take them there.
Let me see. I'm just going to see what they're good. No, I don't even want to look and see what they're going
Speaking
for
right of now. Big City Wings, Dell, do we have any giveaways? Are we giving away spots or no?
We do have a couple of...
Listener appreciation?
Yeah, we got two packs. So
I've given
overall.
Away five of my allotment to listeners who've been longtime listeners, like our buddy the other Gilbert. He didn't have a spot, so I got him a spot. But you got to try to win the spots because then you get a plus one. Right? We're giving plus ones when you win these spots, right?
Yeah, it's a two-pack. Plus one, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see this Ian Rappaport story?
No, what did
Jadeveon Clowney planning on reporting after the third preseason game?
Yeah. So Jadeveon Clowney, actually, yesterday what I got was Jadeveon Clowney, I want to say he was a small favorite to come back. That makes sense. He doesn't want to lose his money. He wants his money. And remember, this is what usually happens. For example, who was it yesterday that came back? Somebody came back just yesterday and ended their holdout prematurely. Well, not prematurely, but without a new contract. There was somebody else who came into camp. I'll pull it up right now.
Oh, the Jaguars. That was a couple days ago. Jaguars, defensive end.
Yannick Ngakoue. Yeah, Ngakoue is another pass rusher who showed up without a new contract. And look, this isn't Jadeveon doesn't want to. I get it. He doesn't want to be – I don't think he wants to practice anyway, if you really want to know the truth. But the second thing is, I mean, if he's not going to get his money, he's sitting out there and he's going to say, okay, well, I'm going to make it uncomfortable for you. If he already knows he's going to check in, it'd be nice if he came maybe a week earlier just because – I'm just saying from his standpoint, he needs a big season. He
but
needs
that's
a big
true.
Season.
That is true. And he complained last year that they didn't use him at all, but that was their plan so that he doesn't, you know – nothing happens to him, and he's healthy. But he got off to a slow start, and he blamed the organization for that. Well, this is you know, that's what happens when you don't do anything in training camp. Well, guess what? He hasn't done anything in this training camp, so possibly getting off to a slow start. But I don't think that there's any chance that they're going to give him. First of all, got to decide has the Players Association have we decided whether or not he's a defensive end or an outside linebacker?
I don't think we have figured that one out yet. I haven't seen anything.
So if 15.97 this year, that's $16 million. He's going to get at least a 20% raise, right? If they franchise him again. So he's got to play well. Either you know, the Texans will say, okay, we're going to sign you to a long term deal because you played really well, or I'm going to go out there in free agency and play really – I got to play really well to get that big deal that I think I'm worth. So he's got to play really well to do that. So, yeah, he's got to come in. He's got to come into camp. He wants to be here for the start of the season and play well.
That's why I think it is important to him. From a financial standpoint, he needs numbers. He needs sacks. He's got to start putting up numbers. And I don't think the best way to do that is by sitting out all the practices and – you know, not getting yourself ready to go. Now, maybe he's out there grinding and working hard by himself, and if that's the case, that's fantastic. But for him to have the kind of season he needs to go get paid a bunch of money, he's going to have to get some sacks. And I mean, he's going to get a bunch of money anyway, but those sacks can turn you into – if he came up with 12 and a half, 13 sacks, all of a sudden he's going to be making money that will be in the vicinity of Khalil Mack. And if he comes up with 8 sacks, he's not going to.
Is there any chance? Well, we have to watch. He jumps out to a great start every time. In case it's a pass, he jumps out there and he's off the ball and leaving holes wide open on runs because screw this. Apparently, I just need sacks if I'm going to get paid.
Well, You know you're describing J.J. Watt too, right?
Well, I'm describing a bunch of guys that have played in the NFL.
Yeah.
Because
J.J.'s known for vacating his role and looking to go make a play, which is great until you get gashed on the ground because you're not in your run fit.
Right. Well, if I'm him, listen, you said I need sacks. You don't want to pay me because I don't get any sacks. Guess what I'm going
to
do this
year. So you got to try to jump off sides every time to get sacks. How about you learn skill like hand usage?
No, we're gonna jump off sides.
When we come back, there's something big going on in Washington, the Redskins preseason game. Yeah, Rahil will be here at some point, I think. Nope,
something
no, he's
big
not.
Going on.
No, I'm saying decided to announce that something in Washington was going on as opposed to acknowledging your co-host is coming in.
Well, I assume he's going to be here.
That's a big thing. Rahil shows up, it's a big thing.
Yeah, it is. So coming up next, Rahil joins the show. And then secondly, Washington is doing something that involves gambling. The NFL, no gambling. We get told that on like an NFL emails that we get. No gambling. Well, there's a little gambling going to be going on in Washington Redskins' first preseason game. I'll tell you about that here in just a second. Right now, I want to talk about Men's Tee Clinic. Went yesterday, easy in and out, not a problem at all, and that's what they want it to be. They want you to get on with your life. They want you to go live that life, not sit in an office all day and then come in and have to sit there all day and wait for your treatments at Men's Tee Clinic. The first step is finding out whether or not you're low in testosterone, and if you are, you will... they'll find out exactly where your numbers are, and then they will get your numbers. They'll give you the right amount of treatment to get your numbers back to where they're supposed to be. Men's Tee Clinic wants you to live your best life, and that means having testosterone levels that give you the body type that you used to have, that give you the energy you used to have, that give you libido that you used to have, and so many more benefits that you are going to reap on a regular basis from having your testosterone numbers where they were in their 20s, in your 20s, and your 30s. Men's Tee Clinic has 5 locations around Houston, so there's really no excuse that you should be making about, well, I can't find one. Well, there's one everywhere. So go to mensteeclinic.com and find a convenient location and stop in and find out where your testosterone numbers are. mensteeclinic.com.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.